A Delaware judge shot down the protracted effort by the Cabela's Outdoor Gear store to stymie a state investigation into how shoplifters made off with thousands of rounds of ammunition. WHYY's Chris Barish has more from the Delaware desk.
A woman caught stealing 2,000 bullets from the Cabela's store at Christiana Mall told detectives she'd pilfered about 500,000 rounds, and employees usually didn't try to stop her. The woman said she sold some to members of armed drug gangs. So Attorney General Kathy Jennings subpoenaed store records, data, and policies to find out if Cabela's had broken state laws with how they safeguarded a lethal product. Jennings said Cabela's kept the ammo on the showroom floor and had lax security.
And as a consequence, the ammunition got in the hands of people who never should have had it in the first place, people who have violent histories, etc.
Cabela's has fought the subpoena in federal and state court, but a Superior Court judge has deemed their arguments weak or irrelevant.
It's unfortunate that they are using any and every tactic they have to delay, delay, delay. But now we're going to get the information.
Tracy Murphy of the Delaware Coalition Against Gun Violence says she's grateful Cabela's lost this round of the legal fight.
We cannot let deadly weapons and deadly paraphernalia walk out of stores unchecked. And the industry won't take responsibility for itself. What people are stealing is ending up on the underground market and responsible for killing our kids.
Cabela's could still appeal to the state Supreme Court to quash the subpoena. A lawyer for Cabela's didn't respond to a request for comment by WHYY News. But last year, the store did move ammo from the floor to behind the counter. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.